is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains Studio A. It's a link to all of our instructors on the website. So if you would like to revisit something that you've heard on the broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. Emerging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from threats around where you live. Strategic relocation? Are you considering moving your family? What if you need to stay right where you are? Let's learn about the mistakes that others have made. Should we have a plan B location? I have a friend, Ed, in Florida, who's doing just that. He is establishing his plan B location. Joel Skousen's with me, and he is a world-renowned expert on strategic relocation, and he's consulted for many that desire safety in their homes. And for the plan B location, we're going to be discussing where to move, considerations, and Joel has written several books, and one that I have right with me in the studio is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. I'm at the third edition. Welcome, Joel Skousen.
Thank you, Vince. It's good to be with you again.
Joel, you know, we have some friends in common. And they live in Colorado, and we have friends in Utah also, and they're experiencing wildfires, and they are in the path of danger. This is the kind of event that we all know happens, you know. I spoke with Stan and Holly Deo yesterday, and they said that the fire at Waldo Canyon, Colorado, is 30 minutes away from their home. And, you know, it looks like the only solution is to have a pre-planned location to go to in case of something like that. What are your thoughts, Joel?
Well, it's very difficult to use that as a solution. I mean, obviously to have someplace to go to is the ultimate bad solution to a bad situation.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is to prepare in advance. And one of the problems in seeking for safe places is the best places are wooded. You don't want to be out there in the middle of a plain where you can be seen for miles around. So, you know, both in terms of concealment and not having something that's obvious, you want to have something that's wooded. But at the same point, you've got to prepare in advance for a fire because that is the biggest threat to anything that's wooded. The first line of defense is to make sure that there are no trees closer than 30 to 45 feet to the home. And that means you've got to have a big enough piece of property if you're in a wooded area that you can clear out that kind of a buffer. But even then, tall trees, especially pine trees like Stan and Holly are confronting there in the Colorado area, can set off huge torches of sparks and flames that go hundreds of feet into the air. So even that buffer zone isn't going to save you if you haven't also provided for the home specifically designed structures that can withstand the heat of a constant shower of sparks and the radiant heat of flames that are probably going to be, even if you've got a buffer of 30 to 45 feet, the flames are going to get, you know, within 20 feet of the house. And that radiation, the IR, will torch a home even if the flames don't contact it directly. And so the way that you have to handle that is, first of all, have the best things are metal or concrete roof that can be fireproof, and to have some type of sprinkler system that is on the ridge that can wet down those structures so that you have evaporative cooling that's going to you know, save it from the high heat that will accompany a fire. You can also have sprinklers set or change sprinklers that are near the house to spray up against the walls. That's the best, literally the best defense against a fire, to have water constantly going, and to have, you know, a tank big enough in alternative water supply, even if it's a 1,500-gallon underground tank that you can pump out of, to, because oftentimes you don't have enough water if everyone's trying to sprinkle a home in a neighborhood to save them from these kinds of fires.
Yeah, and Joel, this is a really terrifying situation. You know, I drove through some wildfires in Florida back in the 90s, and I was on the interstate, and all of a sudden all the cars on the interstate just drive right into a wall of smoke. I mean, like almost zero visibility. I mean, literally. And if you stop, you're going to get slammed from the rear. If you go into it, you have no idea where you're going. You don't know if it's going to get worse or better. You don't know if it's going to get clear, you know, in 30 seconds or not. It's a kind of a terrifying situation. I really can't think of, well, maybe flooding would be just as bad. But, man, this is a really serious situation. And you know, most of us don't have sprinklers on the ridges of our homes, and don't have sprinklers that we can use that are already aimed at our walls of our house. We just don't live that way.
Well, that's what I say. But when people design a retreat, like the, you know, on the news, the person was talking about his cabin. He invested his cabin, his retreat, everything he had in it was in that cabin, but he didn't prepare for this forest fire than what it could have done. And so it's just one of the risks that you have to take when you are going to build in the forest. You've got to prepare for fire. It's it can strike any time, and once that wall starts to move towards you, there's nothing you're going to do to stop it other than, you know, try to keep it from torching the home. And, you know, it's amazing to see homes in the California wildfires that actually self-ignited just from the heat of the flames around them. And, you know, the flames weren't actually contacting the house, but the heat was so intense that the walls would burst into flames, and the only thing that'll stop that is water being sprayed on the home. And people were depending on fire engines, you know, to do that. They were trying to wet down some homes, but they couldn't get to all of them. The ones that weren't being wet down, and to a certain extent, you can't even depend on the fire crews to stay near that wall of fire to keep your house being wetted. That's why a sprinkling system. And it doesn't mean that you have to have them turn toward the house all the time, but you have to design it so that you can get those sprinklers turned and stay turned and wetting the house constantly during a fire. But even the worst of the fires will overcome sprinkling systems. They'll evaporate the water before it does any good. So, as I say, it needs both a buffer so the flames can't get directly to the home, cut down, make sure there's no dry grass, and have water to be able to do that. And then it can be retrofitted. We've done many of those designs whereby we've retrofitted sprinkler systems on top of the ridge that flood the water down. It's not very expensive. It just has to be done in advance.
Yeah. Joel Skousen, I have a friend who has her father is an instructor on USA Preparers and has been on, you know, with us for a very long time. And she was telling me a story last night about their home when she was growing up. And her father had a lot of ammunition in the attic of the garage. And she indicated this was a lot of ammunition. And so she was a very young girl at the time. And there was a fire in, a wildfire heading her way. And she told the fire department, she ran outside and said, you've got to keep this house from catching on fire because there's a lot of ammunition in the house. And they did. And I'm wondering if that's a good strategy to use, like to saying you've got ammunition in the house. Does that keep them interested in protecting the house, or does everybody run away? Do you know?
Both of those could happen, obviously, depending on the priorities of the fire department. But I'll tell you, that's not a good place, of course, to store ammunition. I'm a great believer, I put this in my books, The Secure Home, a great believer in underground basement-style storage. In fact, the safe rooms that we design have 12-inch concrete ceilings on them with double rebar protection so that they can serve as a fireproof vault. And literally the house can burn down on the top of them, and the stuff inside will survive. So, you know, there are provisions that you can make, but especially important for ammunition.
Yeah. And, Joel, what if, let's talk about mistakes that people you have seen make. What are the mistakes that people have made in relocation?
Well, the biggest mistake that people make is this mindset, and I get it all the time when people call me for consultation. Well, just tell me, Joel, where the safest places are, and we'll move there.
Yeah.
And even if you are financially independent, that's not necessarily a good strategy, because the safest places, obviously, are the places that are devoid of human habitation. Mm-hmm. I mean, because people, social unrest and people are your greatest threat someday. And yet there is no absolutely safe place, because safety is inversely proportional to being able to make a living. And even if people are independently wealthy, they still have to manage their investments. Their money has to keep streaming in from something. They've got to have contact with society. So you've got to at least have internet service, and it's got to be fairly significant for many, you know, people who have high-powered investments. And that's difficult to get if you get out in the middle of the Sawtooth Mountains in Idaho and you just, you know, where do you get that internet service? You're not going to find it. So there's a price to be paid for that kind of isolation. There's a social price to be paid. Most people have wives, children, or extended family that they need contact with. So there's a transportation cost. If you're going to be very, very rural, you know, there's a self-sufficiency is a fairly complex and expensive proposition now. I mean, I've designed a lot of self-sufficient homes, and the worst clients that we have are the ones who have a lot of money and are used to hiring everything done. And I tell them time and again, when a crisis hits, you're not going to be able to get anybody to come out here and fix it. So you've got to learn these things yourself. And so the complexity of the system is also inversely proportional to, you know, the maintenance costs. The more complex, the more maintenance there is, and that compromises privacy. When you have to have someone come in to your secure facilities to fix something, then you compromise the concealed entrance to that. They know where that is, they know how it opens, they know where the sensitive things is. And so the more that a person can do themselves, the better they off they are in terms of preparedness. And so I highly recommend that even professional people who are used to hiring things done don't do that. They look.
Joel Skousen and Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Joel Skousen and I are talking about strategic relocation. We're talking about fires. We're talking about roofs. We're talking about sprinkler systems. And we're talking about preparedness. Joel Skousen has written a fabulous book, 348 pages, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. I've got my copy right here in the studio, and I keep it in the studio on my studio bookshelf. It's that good. Please consider that book if you're interested in relocation. And Joel Skousen's got a bunch of other books. So link to Joel Skousen on the website, usaprepares.com. Joel, you were talking about hiring out services, and you're absolutely correct. When you hire out services, you tend not to understand how these systems work. And I'm talking about plumbing, heating, electrical, framing, roofing, septic systems, water systems. I mean, everything you can think of. If you hire it out and you don't watch what's going on, you don't read about it, it's very difficult to understand how these systems work. There's nothing like firsthand experience and hands-on experience with learning. And the reason I can say that is because I really don't hire anything out, Joel. I don't. I try to do everything myself, including here at the farm. I have a rotary lift that I use to put my cars up in the air to work on them, just like a service station would.
That's great. I think that's wonderful. I believe in having tools. Every safe room that we design has a small workbench where you can stockpile all the tools you need to fix things. And one of the things I do when we design high-security residences and retreats, we produce a manual, which is basically a maintenance manual for everything. And sometimes it's not cheap to produce that, because you have to, for example, on a later project we recently did, put in a couple of generators. One was a 50 kW and one was a 30 kW, and they came with a manual, two sets of manuals about 4 inches thick. And it had every kind of boilerplate in the world you'd want to know, including 30 pages of safety sort of stuff, and stuff that didn't even pertain to this generator, that pertained to other different models. And you know, you hand this to an owner and you say, here's your maintenance manual for a generator. It's just unusable. And so you have to sift that thing down. And that's why it's important, even if you have to pay an installer extra, say, I want to know how to fix the things that I need to know how to fix. And do a, you know, you can get in about 10 pages everything that you need to know about the basic things that you're ever going to run into in an owner on a generator or a solar system. One of the most difficult things is you have to know how to read menus on. We do a lot of inverters and solar type system, and these inverters have these very opaque memories. You have to punch a lot of buttons to get to certain menus, and just to know how to scroll through a menu to find out what to change or what to read in terms of the troubleshooting is no small task. Whether you're dealing with a Xantrex inverter or Magnum, you know, they can be fairly complex.
Now, you're absolutely right, and it's very confusing because if you don't know the terminology, you can't get through the menu because you don't know where you're going.
That's right.
Or even what you're trying to do.
So that's one of the major mistakes. I would say major mistakes, and a lot of them haven't even run into the mistake yet because they haven't. They bought the equipment, they had it installed, they think they're prepared, but they don't know how to troubleshoot it, and they won't know that until the crisis comes, and I won't be available. You know, they may be able to get through to me by telephone. I might be able to walk them through, or Mick Abraham, my solar guy, who's really knowledgeable, may be able to talk them through something. But believe me, they've got to have hands-on. And so that's a major mistake that people make, is not to take the time to get knowledgeable and have the tools available to fix everything. And I mean everything in their survival preparation arsenal. And if they can't fix it, they need to have spares. They need to have an extra one. And some people, money, you know, got to provide for extras if they don't have the time to dedicate themselves to finding and fixing things.
You're absolutely right. And what you said about the workbench and tools, I think, is absolutely essential. And how many people actually think about having a workbench and tools in their safe room? Now, this would not be a room the size of a closet class. You know, we'd be talking about something much more substantial in size than that. But workbench and tools and flashlights and batteries and calcium light sticks and those kinds of things are important, because if the power goes out and you've got to figure out where you are in your safe room, you're going to really need some tools. And maybe you need some tools to extricate yourself from your own safe room when the event is over. I'm Vin Finelli. Joel Skousen's with me, and we're talking about strategic relocation and what mistakes not to make. We're learning from the mistakes of others. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you got
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, we are back, and high-speed digital just went down here in Missouri, connecting to Minnesota at GCN. So we're using the POTS system, which stands for Plain Old Telephone Service, and high-speed digital is still not back. Joel Skousen's with me, and we're talking about strategic relocation, where it's safe to be, and considerations. And Joel, you know, when I look through your book, it's clear that there really is no simple best place to live. And as your customers and clients ask, you know, just tell me where to go. And that's what they do when they come to our Get Prepared Expo. They say, just tell me what caliber, what rifle, what pistol, what shotgun, what solar system, what water filtration system. Where do I need to buy my farm? They want that quick, easy answer. And it's very difficult because everyone's situation is different. And it's clear to me that what we need to do is decide which threats we are willing to accept, if you will, and which ones we want to prepare for. You know, earthquakes, tornadoes,
hurricanes, you know, coastal, living on the coast, what problems that that has and so forth. Do you agree with all that?
No, absolutely. It's important to understand this process. There's always compromise involved, even if you have as much money in the world. But especially the less money you have, the more compromise that is involved. But there are pretty good solutions almost anywhere. I mean, even if you live in a zero-rated state like Hawaii or Florida,
mm-hmm.
Some of the worst places, there are still, you know, survival options. Now, in the worst case scenarios in the long term, they don't turn out very well, but people can only do what they have, what they can do. Because you can't get the optimum, or live in the optimum. Even I can't live in the optimum safe place. I have to travel. I have to be near an international airport. And so I have to make a compromise of what's relatively safe. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I picked Utah to live, is because the mountains come right down to the edge of the city. It's not like Denver where the mountains are 25 miles away. So I can get behind those mountains, you know, and have a fairly safe retreat and yet be still within an hour's drive of a major airport. Those are the kinds of compromises that people need to understand that are very good to make and are very reasonable. Even professionals like myself have to make those kinds of compromises. Now, Lou Rawls, who runs the biggest survival blog on the web, you know, has the redoubt concept. He's basically said, well, there's a, you know, we're going to have to fight someday, so you're going to have a military, defensible position. And he has five states, essentially, in the Intermountain West. And, of course, that's the top-rated area that I include as well, though mine is broader than his. And yet, he kind of writes off everyone else as well. The rest of you are, you know, aren't going to make it. But I don't believe that. I really think that people can survive in most places in the United States if they develop the proper contingency planning. That means not getting too far away first, but developing like a stair-step system whereby you stay close enough but within relative safe areas in the periphery of a metropolitan area so that your commute costs are fairly low. And then you provide more rural stepping stones whereby you can retreat to as one person falls or if it falls, you know, to social unrest so that you have more than one egg in one basket. You've got to have multiple eggs. And you can even do that without a lot of money by combining efforts with family, friends, and relatives so that you can use each other's resources to share.
No, I absolutely agree. And when you talked about a zero-rated state, Joel is referring to, in his book, he rates states from one or zero stars to five stars, five stars being, you know, the best place to live. So that's what you're talking about, isn't it, Joel?
That's right. But that doesn't mean that the five-star states are the best for everyone. It really, you know, a person has to have what's best for me, given my, some people can't tolerate a climate. In the Intermountain West, for your listeners' purposes, is the highest rated area, mainly because if you take, like, the center of Salt Lake City of the Intermountain West, even though that's not the safest place at all because it's a major metropolitan area. Nevertheless, you know, there's 700 miles to Los Angeles. There's over 1,000 miles to San Francisco and Seattle and 500 miles to Denver over trackless, wasted mountains. You know, social unrest just is not going to get there to those Intermountain West areas, West areas very easily. And, you know, the distances, the deserts will cull out the rabble, so to speak. And so that's why it's very, very safe. Now, there are the safest place, for example, generally speaking, in the East Coast is the Cumberland Plateau area of eastern Tennessee and Kentucky, because it's behind the Appalachian Range. And, of course, between the Appalachians and the coast is where almost 50% of America lives. And they're going to come westward. The Appalachians will filter out some of that. And but the interesting thing about the plateau is it's the 1,000-foot plateau. It's surrounded by nice, lush farm valleys, which will tend to absorb people as they come as refugees from the East Coast. And they'll look at that 1,000-foot plateau and say, I don't want to climb up there. There's no cities up there anyway to pillage. So you
right.
see, and I'm saying even good people will have to pillage and survive, just as they did in World War II when the Russians were moving in on the German people. They took to the highways, and they stripped farms from 5 to 10 miles on either side of the major highways. And so even rural isn't good if you are too close to a major or secondary road or interstate where people might have to forage on either side of the roads.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And when we were selecting our location here in Missouri, which is a 3-star rating in your book, you know, we looked at the interstate. We looked at we wanted to be on a dirt road. We wanted to be away from everything that anybody would be interested in, and we wanted some hilly terrain. We wanted some water, live water on the property. We wanted woods, and we wanted pasture, and that's what we ended up with. And of course, we wanted a community that would work together, and neighbor helping neighbor, and that's what we have, and low taxes. And of course, then we had to think about things like nuclear reactors and where are they, and Air Force bases and military bases, and so we looked at all those things, and we're kind of in the middle of nowhere. And that's what went into our decision. And in your book, you hit it right on the head. I mean, a nail right on the head. Everything that you say about this particular area in Missouri is right. Joel, what about when you can't leave your home? There's some people that are not physically well. You know, they maybe they're older, maybe they have medical situations, and they can't leave their home. What do they do if there's a disaster? Now, fire, they got to go. I mean, that's
before I answer that question, just let me go back to something you jogged my memory about when you talked about working within your community and helping things.
Sure.
Be careful not to share too much with people. You know, when people get together and join, you know, prepper movements and clubs, keeps your sensitive things private. It isn't necessary to be running around telling everybody how many weapons you have or how much ammunition you have,
right,
or where your safe room is located or what kind of mechanism you use to conceal it. I mean, those are private things.
Sure.
You have to be careful even of children, not having children show their friends, you know, where your secret entrance is to a safe room. It's just devastating. And so that's one of the major mistakes that people make, is not being careful about having themselves and what they talk to other people, and not having disciplined children enough to understand that you can't be running around telling your friends the cool places.
Mm-hmm.
So the aged problem, or the person in health, they basically have burned most of their bridges. And I can't emphasize that as much. They're simply going to have to depend on other people to help them survive. And many of those people aren't going to make it. The point is, this is, you know, most people in the preparedness community understand that natural health and really good nutrition is essential. And I can't emphasize that's as much of preparedness philosophy that it is having a safe room or a safe location. If you aren't healthy enough to survive the rigors of what we're going to face someday, you're just not going to do very well, no matter how much money that you have. So while I am sympathetic, when people make choices that lead to ill health, and believe me, 95%, 99% of those choices could have been overcome by proper prevention, you have to live in the bed that you, or lay in the bed that you've made for yourself. On the positive side, most people have family and friends. If unfortunately they have not made them aware, if they are resistant to understanding the problems we face in the nation so that they're clueless and you can't get them to help, then that's also partially your fault for having raised children or not influenced them at a time when they can be, of assistance to you. And as I say, there are certain solutions that are situations, Vince, that I don't have solutions to, that people have dug a hole in that they're not going to get out of. And my message really is to those who can make still informed choices and have some room to maneuver, I have to help who I can help, and I'm hopeful that they're listening.
Joel, what you just said is really good medicine, and it's a little painful for some of our class to listen to, because I know they're related to people who have made bad choices, people who feel compelled to smoke cigarettes and tobacco and chew tobacco, and people who are not eating properly and who have become a burden on themselves and society. And then we all have family members who think we're nuts. And, why would we prepare? You know, the government's going to take care of us. The system's going to take care of us. You know, water comes from a faucet. Food comes from the store. And if you don't feel like cooking, you go out to eat. All those systems can break down in like 1 minute. I mean, that could be the beginning of the breakdown of the fabric of society. And so you're absolutely right. And, you know, I look at our children, and I feel fortunate that they did turn out thinking like their parents, me and Mrs. Finelli. They do check their cars before they leave to make sure that the tires aren't flat before they leave. They do all the preventative maintenance on their vehicles, and they do live the life of what I call mini max regret. Minimize your maximum regret, and that simply is described as if you're following somebody on the highway who has a pickup truck with a ladder in the back of it. And, you know, what's your maximum regret if you're behind that vehicle? Well, that ladder may come flying out and go through your windshield. So what do you do to minimize that maximum regret? Well, you back off. And you know, get to a place where maybe you get in front of them, pass them safely, and so forth. But Joel Skousen, that's the kind of lifestyle that he lives, that I live, that we're concerned about. Being prepared for everything. And we want you to be, too. We're going to be back in just a couple minutes. Our internet and digital systems are down, so we're using the plain old telephone service for this broadcast. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault. With 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our
exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joel Skousen's with me, and we are on Plan B right now. Plain old telephone service. High-speed digital is down. Even though we have multiple and redundant mic mixers, microphones, computer systems, everything else is redundant, including uninterruptible power in the studio. Everything's redundant, except what we don't have is redundant digital networking. But that's going to be fixed by the weekend. Joel Skousen, I've got to put in redundant digital systems to connect to the world from this particular studio. And there you have it. Plain old telephone service is pretty good, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and of course we're all dependent nowadays on the Internet, and when that goes down, I'll tell you, a lot of our ability to communicate is going to be down. In fact, a lot of telephone service goes out over the Internet now. I mean, we're talking about landlines. So,
right.
And they're being very dependent on that. I wanted to cover one thing before we close this session, Vince. We were talking about people who can't leave the city.
Right.
And I talk about in strategic relocation how they need to do some minimum survivalization of suburban residents. And if you have a basement, you've got a lot more that you can do than if you don't have a basement. But in any case, people can do some things, which I list in the book, towards minimum preparation. That includes a generator. You know, they're a dime a dozen. They're cheap. You can probably get 5,000 watts for, you know, $200 or $300 now. And a lot of them are available as well. You can have some food storage. You can have some water storage, including an inline water tank, so it's always maintaining its freshness. Lots of things that people can do in terms of security. They can make sure that they harden their doors. I especially recommend that people harden a master bedroom door. Almost as important, if not more important, than the front door, just because the front door, even if it's broken into, gives you some warning. But you want a wall of protection in your bedroom at night so that they can't just come through that door easily and get to you, so that you've got time to get a weapon to protect yourself or in other ways talk to 911 and get some help on the road. But the most important thing is a special section of my book where I talk about how to get out of Dodge if social unrest comes and a meltdown occurs. And it's a very intricate procedure, especially if you live in a high-density metropolitan area. I give the example of a city around New Jersey, which is, you know, backed up by New York. Everybody leaving New York is going to have to come through New Jersey, especially Jersey City. And I show people how freeways are your worst enemy in an exit type. You know, not only do you not want to get on a freeway where they become like a parking lot, but freeways are like moats around the city that stop you from getting past the freeways. And I explained to people a very interesting procedure that they can even do on Google Maps or Google Earth. They can get down high resolution to see the freeways, and they want to find exits, or not exits, but passageways over or under a freeway that don't involve an exit. It's a very important strategy because the exits will be clogged with people either getting on or off a freeway, and you won't be able to get through where there's an exit. But every freeway has passageways over or under them, mostly under, that don't involve an exit, and those are going to be relatively clear. That's what you want to isolate. You want to map out alternate routes to get there, even if you have to use city and country roads to get there so that you get past those barriers that freeways become in getting out of town to where you want to find some safety. And even if you don't have a place, just getting out of town into a rural area with camping stuff in your car is very important just to flee the area. Now, the timing of that's also important because sometimes the better part of valor when there are roads are already clogged, if you're already too late, is to hunker down and stay in your home and wait for a week or so until the major clogs are gone, and then you're much better able to get out if, of course, you have the proper training and sometimes the weapons to be able to get out amongst people now that are starting to loot and prey upon people who still have gasoline in their car.
Well, Joel Skousen, thank you so much for being with us here in class today. And very quickly, how do we get in touch with you?
People can get copies of my books by going to joelskousen.com. That's JOELSKOUSEN, joelskousen.com. And then get copies of my World Affairs Brief newsletter, my weekly analysis of the news at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
Joel Skousen, thank you so much. You'll be back again and again. Great insight. It's just into strategic relocation. I'm Vince Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.